I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. It could be a plot from a movie. Hundreds of war refugees make a desperate attempt to reach a peaceful country. People smugglers take their money and pack the refugees on a freighter, including children and pregnant women. As they get close to their destination, the smugglers point the vessel toward the coast, then abandon ship, leaving the refugees to fend for themselves. The Coast Guard then has to try to get aboard ship via helicopter during a storm before it's too late. Well, what I just described isn't a movie. It's what just happened off the coast of Italy. In fact, it's happened three times in the past 2 weeks. The Italian Red Cross is helping the migrants after they come ashore, and Mima Antonacci is a Red Cross spokeswoman in the southern Italian city of Lecce. Now, Mima, this new ship will be docking tonight, probably. I know you're already handling the hundreds of others from another ship in the last couple of days. What condition did you find these refugees in?
Yeah, there's refugees on the last ship arriving from Syria, from Turkey. Actually, they weren't in good condition. They were in hypothermia, almost frostbites, and with fractures. Lots of people, of course, panicking. On board, there were 60 children, two pregnant women. And we knew already before the ship was arriving that a woman on board gave birth to a baby. And, of course, when they arrived and saw our Red Cross, they hugged us. The women clearly were happy to lend over their babies to us, the children. Children were brought in our arms.
How did the newborn do?
Oh, the baby is wonderful because we knew already before from the Coast Guard, we knew that this woman gave birth, and we arranged an equipment with a specialist in emergencies for pediatric emergencies. I mean, he went there and took over the baby, and we established him, and it's wonderful. He's great.
Now, you're dealing with Syrian refugees right now. What kind of stories are they telling you?
Well, they're telling us about days and days of traveling with children, and you know, it's difficult to speak to them, but you can see in their eyes and in their faces how they are struggled, and days of walking, driving. So it's terrifying that people sell everything. Somebody told he sold all his havings there, and trying to reach maybe family members in north of Europe or in Italy. Everybody is hoping for a better life.
What about the reaction of local people where you are in Lecce? I mean, Italy has famously taken in thousands and thousands of refugees who are arriving by boat in the past couple of years. How are people there reacting?
Oh, I'm very proud of my country. I'm very proud of my people of the south. Salento is not a very, very, very rich region, and as always happens here in the south, it happens also in the other south regions of Italy. The poorer the people are, the more they give, and immediately, you know, monasteries and religious structures opened us the doors. I can tell you, for example, yesterday, 2 days ago, I mean, when it was New Year's Eve, everybody was partying. Everybody was thinking about going to party the last day of the year. But we asked our priest here, and they opened the door. And the people who were in the church and the people who were around in the cities, they asked us, what can they do for us? And when they saw the people arriving, they said, okay, we start cooking. Never thinking about what they do. Many people came with clothes, shoes, food. Everybody helped us, socks, shoes for children, even biscuits and milk. Really, the population here is really amazing. Salento's people are wonderful. They don't ask anything. They do in silence, without any clamor, without any TV or nothing. They work hard, and no matter what day of the year, no matter who is partying or not, everybody, the solidarity here is wonderful.
Mima Antonacci is a spokeswoman for the Italian Red Cross in Lecce.